This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDarren.com podcast. Today is September 25th, and this is the triumphant return of our college football podcast. Now, podcast in general. To our listeners, we want to apologize. We had some technical difficulties lately, but we worked them all out. And again, we're going to have a couple of podcasts this week, hopefully three. We're going to try to have a fun one, too. So let's start off with Lenny!
What up? Glad to be back, baby.
It's been a while. It's been, 2 weeks?
A long time coming.
Yeah, a lot is happening in college football. First, before we do that, let's keep the users abreast of our pick section. We both are 8-3 right now. You led by one game early, and then the last time we did picks in week two, you picked South Carolina to beat Georgia, and I picked Georgia, and that was the difference.
Yeah, that was the difference, man.
Okay. So since the past 2 weeks have gone by, there's been a lot going on in college football. Any thoughts on anything you want to discuss before we get to our pick section?
Man, it's what's going on with a lot of these coaches and a lot of these historical teams, man, are kind of going down program-wise, talk on that, touch bases on that.
All right, and the two that immediately come to your mind are Texas and USC. Let's take USC first, because I think they're a much simpler case than Texas.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin, what are your thoughts on Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin, he's a joker, man, to me. But like I said, he got to get things going at USC before his lights out for him. I mean, like I said, I don't see how he's getting this. He's getting good talent that's coming out of California, and things are not working for him right now, so. You know, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on out there, man.
Yeah, like you said, he's getting a lot of talent. I just don't think Lane Kiffin can coach. He's been given every chance in the world to show that he can coach. And he had an okay year at Tennessee, and he had one really good year at USC. But outside of that, he's a great recruiter, horrible coach, so somewhere down the middle. I think that the problem with this year's team is that they have a quarterback issue. For somebody who's supposed to be a quarterback guru.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He's getting very little. And so maybe that reflects on him. Maybe he's not as good a much of a guru as everybody thinks.
Yeah, and that quarterback is where they can hurt you. They can hurt you. Like I said, I mean, he got the weapons as far as on the offensive side of the ball with Marquise Lee and a couple of other guys. But
they still got Silas Red, too. So, I mean, like you said, they got weapons. So
it's just like I said, you got to find somebody to get that ball to these guys, man. Somebody to lead your team, man.
Okay. I completely agree. Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning he's safe, 10 meaning he's fire. The red hot scale. How high do you think his CD is right now?
Man, I think I think he's at a 7, 8, somewhere in there right now. I mean, I think it's burning. Like I said, he's sitting at 3-1, I think. So, I mean, like I say, it's just like really winning them games, man, that he's supposed to win. So, like I said, I think he is 7 or 8 right now. So.
Okay. I would say he's at an 8, maybe a 9. That loss to Washington State was really bad. And their defense played that good. Their defense only gave up 3 points. The only way Washington State scored was on the interception return. So, if, you know, Lane Kiffin, I think he's pretty much one step away from being fired. And I'm going to come back and finish up with this. What can he do to save his job? What does it take him to save his job?
Win now.
Okay. Like a Rose Bowl or win the Pac-12?
I mean, like I say, you got to have your guys competing over there in the Pac-12, man. I mean, it's USC, man. You just can't fall off the map like that at USC, man. So, I mean, like I say, he's going to have to win some big games, man. I mean, start having these ugly seasons. Lad, they lost to Georgia Tech last year, man. in a bowl game. How the hell do you let that happen?
Well, Doug Law said that Georgia Tech paying him back for leaving the dinner early.
Come on, man. You can't let that happen out there at USC, man.
Yeah. I think that, again, it's a scale. Like, I think they have to win the Pac-12 title and go to a BCS game for him to save his job.
At least get him to the championship. You know what I mean? The Pac championship.
Okay, so prediction. Where is he? Is he coaching USC next year?
I think he is.
I think nowhere in hell he's coaching USC next year. I think they're going to lose to Arizona State. They're going to lose to UCLA, and they'll probably lose one more other game. So he may finish it with an 8-4, 7-5 record, and that won't be enough to save his job.
Come on, man. Don't let me down, man. Don't let me down.
That's another prediction here. Also, the next case is a little more curious because it involves one of your Florida State guys, Coach Mack Brown, and a program that until, you know, I always thought he did okay at Texas, but I went back and looked and saw he really was good at Texas. Like, he had maybe like 10 straight 10-win seasons or something. Like, he really had a good run at Texas. And, you know, if you don't think of, if he didn't have a national championship, he still would have had a great run. But the national championship pole falls him up a level. Mack Brown.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Man, Mack Brown, man, he, maybe they need to be working on somebody, you know what I mean, to come in and, you know, get ready to knocking, I mean, you know, hand the torch over, man. I mean, Mack Brown, he's done a lot for Texas football. I mean, like, that's another school with great talent. I mean, maybe the time has passed, or, you know, maybe you need to be looking at somebody else to come on into this program right now and help save you guys.
Yeah, okay, he looking like an old fart right now. I mean, like, physically and how he's coaching. It's just like he's changed, like, the year Boise State was hot, he went and got Boise State offensive coordinator. Yeah. The next year he went and got the Mississippi State defense coordinator, Manny Diaz. He basically fired him at halftime, which I've never seen before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they gave up all those yards. He fired a young up-and-coming defense coordinator who wasn't having a good job to hire an old defense coordinator who's not doing a good job. So, I mean, it's like he's taking a step back with Greg Robinson. And you guys, all the Syracuse fans and the Michigan fans, how Greg Robinson worked out for him. So, yeah. But I think his case is a little harder just because he's won a national championship. He has, like you said, made Texas such a winner. So,
yeah.
You know, what can he do to save his job?
Win. And win now.
All right. Yeah,
you got to win, man.
I agree. But the good thing about him is that there's no real juggernaut in the Big 12. So, they actually could sneak up and win. If they beat Oklahoma, they can pretty much beat anybody.
I mean, you still got Oklahoma State out there. I mean, Oklahoma State, I think they are a pretty good ball team. And I gotta say, man, Texas, this is not Texas that we've known the past couple of years. I mean, like I say, I mean, something gotta happen out there for these guys. Cause like again, with USC, they are getting the talent in Texas. I mean, it's Texas, man.
Yeah, his problem has been defense and developing a quarterback. Like, yeah. David Ashley isn't the solution. Case McCoy damn sure like the solution. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know what he does from that.
And I wanna say thanks Mack Brown for Jameis Winston's thank you. Because like I say, he could have been a Texas Longhorn, but instead he's a Seminole. So
yes. Didn't he want to go to Texas? Like wasn't one of his things like, hey, I would like to go to Texas.
He was a fan of Vince. Vince Young. He was a fan of Vince Young. And he wanted to.
I thought you were going to say the Codeine Cowboy, Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, nah, he was playing a Vince Young. So, I mean, like I said, he didn't get a look from Texas. So, hey, appreciate you, man. Hats off, man.
Yeah, that may be Mack's ultimate undoing. But I think that he has to win the Big 12. Actually, no, I don't. Let me state that back. If he can get a 10-win season or a 9-win season, if he can go 9-3, I think he's the least. He's done enough in the past to save his job.
I agree. I think he got to have him compete. They got to compete to save this man's job. You know what I mean? Somewhere he got to fight these kids up, man. And like I say, they got to win, and they got to win now. Compete, man.
Yeah, it does seem like he's like the old guy who's saying, back in my day, and the kids don't even listen to him. I mean, that's just kind of how it strikes me. Yeah, so you never know. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning he's safe, 10 meaning he's fired. What's the hot seat for him?
I think, Mac, I think he's at an 8. You know, I think he's at an 8 because, his age. You know what I mean? Like I said, I think Lane Kiffin is around because he's young, and I think they'll probably give him another year or two. But like I said, Matt Brown, I think the time is running out on Matt. You know what I mean? So
I completely agree, and it's kind of weird because Matt Brown is the more accomplished coach. Yeah. But I think it's things that he can't control right now that are going to be his undoing. One, he's older. Two, he's the coach of a rabid fan base for Texas. That's all they live for is high school and college football.
Yeah.
And Lane Kiffin can go through 7-6 and no people halfway care at USC. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, the traditionalists care, but he is in L.A. People, as long as they can hit the beach and they be okay, you know, and he's not having a losing record, he might can stay around. But as crazy as that sound, I agree with you. I would give Mac a 9, just like you said, because of age, where he coaches and stuff like that. Now, strangely enough, Lane Kiffin would probably be an 8. So I would think Mac's job is more in danger than Lane.
Yeah.
All right, enough about these two losers. Let's get back to some real football. What do you think of Ohio State? They Braxton Miller got hurt, and so now they brought in Guyton, and he's been playing lights out.
Yeah.
Do you go back with Braxton Miller, or do you stick with Guyton?
I mean,
you Urban Meyer. Put your Urban Meyer face on.
Hey, I'm letting the players do whatever they got to do.
Hey, whatever it takes to win, right? All right.
But, stay with the kid right now who's hot, man. Like I say, it kind of worked Braxton Miller back in some kind of way you can. But, I mean, just don't sit the kid down. He's a favorite of the team. I mean, he's a captain. He's not even starting a quarterback, so.
He's a fifth-year senior, too, I think. But he's a senior. He's up there. I know I read that somewhere.
He's a junior or he's one of them. I mean, like I say, he's a favorite of the team. Though.
Yeah, they love him, so you would like to see him get rewarded for his great play and be able to stay in. So, I'm surprised that you say they should stick with him and basically bring in Braxton Miller, you know, as they can. That's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, man, let Braxton Miller, like I say, Don't rush it. Don't rush back trying to prove a point or take the spot back. I mean, like I say, man, your team is in good hands right now. Take your time, get healthy, and then come back. You know what I mean? And lead your team to wherever they need to go. You know what I mean? To help them win. Man. I mean, right now.
And it doesn't hurt that they play fam down there every week either.
Yeah.
I
mean,
they got the easiest schedule in the world.
Yeah. But I mean, like I say, man, let this guy do what he do, man. You know what I mean? You get healthy, man. That's what I mean.
They got the easiest schedule in the world.
Yeah. But I mean, like I say, man, let this guy do what he do, man. You know what I mean? You get healthy, man. That's what I see.
Okay, I agree. I wanted to pick your brain on this last thing, too, and I don't know what made Georgia Tech players think they're good enough to start this movement. But where they've been post-wearing, like, basically, fuck the NCAA on there. Gear or whatever. It's like AP, I think. AP, you all players united or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, like I said, yeah, it's good to see that these athletes, young athletes are sticking up for something. You know what I mean? They kind of saying, man, you know, we're getting tired of getting pushed around. We're getting tired of getting screwed and all. So, I mean, let's stand up for something. You know what I mean? Let's be united.
What do you think about Georgia Tech starting the movement?
I don't think, I'm not going to say they started the movement because, like I said, you had a couple of Georgia players doing it. You had a couple of players from all over doing it. But, I mean, you know how I feel about it. Georgia Tech is around here wearing Nike gear, and they're not even down with Nike. I mean, come on, man. Like, I mean, you need to watch, find some Russell cleats or go get some Reebok cleats or something, man. Like, I mean, you Georgia Tech, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. But it's funny because every time they talk about it on the TV, they show the Georgia Tech person wearing the stuff and nobody else. That's why I was like, we're from Atlanta. Georgia Tech is cool with me, but they haven't put in enough work nationally to the first team on
exactly.
Where they show, but you know.
Exactly. Paul Johnson,
right? All right, so those are the things that we've been trending on. Now let's switch to the picks. Again, we're both tied at 8-3. And remember, to the fans who are new, the loser buys some of his favorite teams, college teams paraphernalia, and the winner gets to deface it however he wants to. He can piss on it, he can pour bleach on it, he can flush it down the toilet, and we will be YouTubing this and put it on YouTube for all of our fans.
Man, like, hey, we enjoy the shirts and go to work.
So we definitely want to see, we want some support on that too. And if you have any ideas or suggestions on how I can deface his Florida State stuff when I win, email them at digitaldaron@gmail.com. And same thing, if you have any ways he can deface some of the Georgia stuff, let me know, and we'll get it to him. And if he likes it, he'll do it. And he'll shout you out on the YouTube video, too.
Word, word, word.
All right, so as usual, start. You can go. There's a list of the games. Go on and pick the first game that interests you.
That's Thursday, man. That's going to be a big game Thursday, man. Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech. Both. You know what I mean? They both fair squads. They both equal. You know what I mean? With I'm probably going with Virginia Tech in this one, you know what I mean? Because I'm not a fan of Georgia Tech or their offense or anything that they do over there. So, I'm going with Virginia Tech, man. Hoping Virginia Tech can pull it out. They probably won't, but I'm going with them anyway.
The game is at Georgia Tech, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going with Georgia Tech. I think that it's hard to prepare for them. I'm not sure if Virginia Tech is that good. It's your Logan Thomas. He's looking like Josh Freeman 2.1. As you can see from the date, nobody wants to be Josh Freeman. So I'm going to go with Georgia Tech on that one. I think the option will run wild, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm hearing stupid chants like Vlad Lee for Heisman. Come on, man. This is ridiculous. Come on, Virginia Tech.
Oh, you don't like Vlad Lee?
I don't have a problem with this guy because I don't even know him. you're not a major factor player in the college football world that I'm in. So, hey.
All right. Of course, the game I'm going to pick is the University of Georgia Bulldogs versus LSU, the 3:30 game on Saturday. This is what we've been waiting for. Let's go ahead. Go ahead and go and say your thoughts first.
I'm taking it. You already know. I'm going with the Bayou Bengals. You know what I mean? I got to go with the Bayou Bengals.
Why are you going with the Bayou Bengals?
They playing Georgia, man. How can I not go with the Bayou Bengals? They've been there. They know what it takes. And I say, it's Les Miles, man. The Mad Hatter.
I like the Mad Hatter. I'm a fan of the Mad Hatter. I can't believe this. I really do like the Mad Hatter. I'm a fan of him. Of course, I'm going with Georgia at home. Mark Rick and Aaron Murray finally won a game that really mattered. And they can do it again. We can talk about North Texas for a second in a minute. South Carolina. And I think that, now I will say this, Zach Mattenberger has been playing really good for LSU.
Yeah.
And LSU really looks like a national title contender. If they get through this game, they should really get some serious consideration for number one votes because they would have beaten a decent Georgia team, an improved Auburn team, TCU team, which is always a little tough and a ranky dink here. But, I don't think they'll get enough respect, you know what I'm saying? So I do think Les Miles has them zoned in. I just think Mark Rick at home. Now, if this was on the road, I would go the other way. But I think that Georgia at home, I think they know what it takes.
Yeah.
I think that the good thing about Georgia is that they can score so easily that it does put pressure in. Even though LSU is improved, I don't know if they can keep pace scoring with Georgia. Because they're more of a ground and pound team. And I just don't know if those teams can compete with the air it out team.
But LSU's defense might be able to slow you guys down. You know what I mean? Like I say, I like LSU run game. You know what I mean? With Hill, and they pound it. They coming up the gut with it. Man, like I said, I think even if they might not be able to, y'all defense going to let them keep up. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't see nowhere in the head, I don't see George Rich stopping LSU like this. I don't see you guys stopping anyway. You couldn't stop North Texas. Yeah. So what makes you think you're going to stop LSU from running the ball?
Yeah, the North Texas game, I was out of town during the game, and I tweeted I was not letting Aaron Murray and Mark Rick fuck up my birthday. The game was too close for comfort.
Happy belated birthday.
It's all good, but, it can't never be easy with them. It always has to be a struggle one way or another. Like, it can't just be a 70-something route like y'all did. Well, again, we played a D1 school. Y'all played a high school in Bethune-Cookman.
Let's keep it. We made our real respect, but we beat them 54-6. You know what I mean? We'll keep it at that. We're not like Miami or Ohio State. We're in Louisville. We're not trying to put 70 on everybody's head. We're not going to do that to you.
All right, so again, you got LSU, I got UGA.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's your turn to pick another game.
Man, let's go with, we can take that Oklahoma. Yeah, we can take Oklahoma Notre Dame. I mean, I'm going with Oklahoma.
Why?
I mean, Notre Dame, like, I'm still under the light Notre Dame. So, it's personal. I mean, like I say, it's, these picks, I mean, they don't take them too serious. Don't get mad about them. But, I mean, like I say, I'm going to put my personal feelings into these picks. So, hey, you don't like it, screw yourself. I'm going with Oklahoma.
I'm going with Oklahoma, too. Really no main reason for why. I just don't like Notre Dame either. I think that they get too much head for being
too much
above average and not enough head. You know, they get too much head for being basically an above average team just because they're Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all fucking join a conference and be an average team in a conference? Fucking bums.
They come to the ACC real soon.
The double R them can play them dead. I don't care. It's a game of gold helmet losers or whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, so the next game is.
What about that Alabama and Ole Miss?
That's a good point. Let's talk about Alabama Ole Miss.
I'm going with Alabama, and that's no doubt about it. No doubt about it, man.
Ole Miss hasn't impressed you with how they played this year?
Man, screw Ole Miss, man. They're a bunch of imposters, man. A bunch of SEC fans over there. They finally get chatted. They finally bust the checkbook over, and now they want to sit around here and think they got a little super squad over there. I mean, which they do, but I don't think you're ready for Alabama. That's just how I feel about it. Alabama Roll Tide this week.
Alabama Roll Tide, but they didn't look good last week.
They didn't, but I mean, they got Nick Saban. Nick Saban coaching going against Bubba Wallace or whatever the hell his name
is. Quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, Bo Wallace.
Bo Wallace. Hey, they come after your ass, buddy. Get ready.
I wrestle with this pick long and hard. Because everybody says Alabama. Ole Miss actually has a lot of talent. Young talent.
Hey, that's the thing. Young talent.
I'll predict this. In the next 3 years, they will beat Alabama one time. Just not this year.
Probably though, Alabama will probably be on probation.
Just not this year. I got Alabama. It's going to be close, so it won't be a blowout. It'll probably be something like 20-17 or something like that.
We'll see.
But I got Alabama winning. Is Yeldon suspended for this game? I know they said he was suspended for the first half of last game. Is he back all the way?
Yeah, he should be back this game.
Oh, yeah. So, is Amari Cooper back?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Alabama then. Maybe more than 3 points, maybe 16. Maybe a touchdown. All right, your turn.
Oregon, California. I mean, that should be a competitive game to Oregon, bust it open or. I said Ohio State, Wisconsin. I mean, I'm taking Ohio State. If they come out with guy.
So what, they come out with Braxton Miller?
He might be in a shootout. I say if he don't come out trying to put the team on his back early, like he's trying to pull an RG3 or anything. Yeah, I mean, just come out and play smart. I mean, Wisconsin, they gonna come ready to play. I'm still taking Ohio State.
The only reason I'm leery on taking Wisconsin is that they have shit for quarterback play. They have absolute shit for quarterback play. Lord knows if they could just get anything from quarterback play, I would pick them to beat Ohio State. And fuck it, I'm actually going to pick them to beat Ohio State anyway. I think they're going to run the ball down Ohio State's throat.
Oh, man.
And I just think that Ohio State hasn't played anybody. So they look great against the Crawford Longs and Thurgood Marshalls of the world. So I don't know if they really played anybody. So I'm going to pick Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's going to go in there and pull off a stunner. Granted, Wisconsin never goes anywhere and pulls off stunners. But I'm going to be a fool this time, and this is going to be one of the other games we disagree on.
Yeah. Take them. Take the Badgers.
I am. All right. Let's see if there's any more games. Because we'll close with your team playing. Any other interesting games?
Miami and South Florida. Maybe watch out of that.
Now, USF sucked this year. Miami should have beat them. They just like Savannah State. Miami. Oh, did I tell you I went to the game? Real quickly, why are we looking for any other good games? How about USC Arizona State?
That should be good.
That's a lame kid. Let's get a little more lame in our lives. Arizona State got rid of their fluky win against Wisconsin in the last second.
They should be down, what, 1-2?
1-2, but they actually catch USC at home. I don't know. I don't think Lane Kiffin is good enough to win a road game against a decent team. Question is Arizona State a decent team?
Arizona State is a pretty good team. I mean, I think they up with. I mean, I'm not taking them in this game. I'm taking USC. You know what I mean? Just because it's the Joker. The Joker, he's going to do something wild in this game. He'll pull something off.
I'm not a fan of Arizona State head coach Todd Graham. He's just a dirtbag in my opinion. So this is the battle of the dirtbags. And I just think Lane Kiffin out dirtbags him, Todd Graham. So I got Lane Kiffin to win.
It's a hell of a poker game.
Exactly. It may be a toilet. It may be who gets their ass whipped after. They both piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Final game we gonna pick. 3:00. The No. 6 Florida State Seminoles at Boston College.
Hey, I think it is one. I'm taking Florida State University. Yeah, I take Florida State to win big in this game. You know what I mean? Going there with this kid, Jameis Winston, instead. I mean, hopefully he stays hot this week. So, hey, I'm taking the Seminoles in this one, baby.
Of course, I'm taking Boston College. You go against Georgia, here like I go against Florida State.
Well, hey, you go ahead and let me catch up in these W's so I can burn this Georgia jersey, whatever I want to do with it. But hey, man, as long as we come out and we run this rock, we spread the rock around, you know what I mean, to our weapons, there's no way in hell that Boston College would beat us.
So you don't think Boston College has no chance of beating?
No.
Not one chance.
Yeah. Did you see the game last year? We were just going to give them another dose of that ass.
What was the score last year?
Man, it was like 38-0, man.
Then they scored toward the end. Then they scored like 20 unanswered points.
Nah, that game was so over with. I don't even damn know what.
I'm going to go with Florida State, too. But y'all going to get y'all back to real soon. Man, don't worry.
It won't be Boston County.
I'm going to tell you who said they're going to put y'all in y'all place.
Who?
Do you? I was down there, they said they ready, they said they gonna come up there and take over Tallahassee. Everybody said, all of them said that.
Man, these guys, they talking like, man, like they got Uncle Luke back now, man. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, all the only thing they gotta do is stay undefeated. We'll get Clemson, we'll take care of Clemson in the No. 3 spot. And then we'll just, you know what I mean, we'll be waiting on Miami to come to Tallahassee, so.
Cause y'all play them in October, right?
Yeah.
I told what you know to do.
I want to say it might be the 18th.
Yeah, because they play Georgia Tech on the field. Miami play Georgia Tech on the field. Yeah. And then I think they have one more game sandwich in between me.
Yeah, we'll see you guys, man. No, it's November the 2nd. I'm sorry.
November the 2nd. So y'all
said we got Clemson on October the 19th. I'm sorry.
This is actually a rough stretch for y'all. Maryland's undefeated, playing pretty good. Then y'all go to Clemson. Then y'all get North Carolina State, who always beats y'all some kind of way, state ball match. Then y'all get to you. So that those next four games may determine y'all season.
Yeah.
How do y'all get out of these squirrels? I see a Bethune-Cookman on the schedule, a Idaho on the schedule, a Nevada on the schedule. God, y'all.
I mean, hey, man, why are you sitting up here trying to get your rocks off on our schedule, man?
You want to go to our schedule real quick?
I don't want to see that crap.
Come on, why show you like
Georgia has played anybody?
Like, we the only team who don't play 3 top 10 teams in the first 4 games.
Well, Texas, man, I mean, they're not ranked in anything.
But that, look, we played Clemson, who ranked No. 8, South Carolina, who ranked No. 6 at the time, and LSU, who ranked No. 6 at the time. And then we got some. Then after that, our schedule opens up a little bit. But
Tennessee, they suck.
That's not our fault.
They suck. Vanderbilt, no, I don't know. Florida, you might be in trouble with a new quarterback. Appalachian State, Auburn. Come on, man.
Auburn done improved.
Improved in what?
Well, they ain't like last year. Johnny Manziel put 60 on them in the first half. They ain't let nobody do that this year.
I mean, man, it's awful, man. I mean, like I say, man, I'm not going to get into that, man. It's awful. I don't have no respect for you guys.
We'll get into that later. This is a long season. Right now, we're about to be one-third of the way through.
Kentucky, look at this stretch, man. You probably got the easiest stretch in college football.
But we started the hardest.
Come on, man. South Carolina really is not the number 16 in the country. They was not.
At the time, they were.
Yeah. Okay. Colonel Shaw, yeah, you right.
Hey, who have y'all played worth anything?
I mean, anybody on our schedule?
Bethune-Cookman, Nevada. Come on, are you going to compare Pittsburgh to South Carolina?
North Texas is calling on line one. Wonder if they can get a rematch. They feel like they should have won.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. This is a true story. I was sitting in the game at the U, and the score may have been like 56-0 or something. And this drunk dude next to me, shout out to David, man. He was such a treat during the game. Him and his buddy, I forgot his buddy name. His buddy told me that Bethune-Cookman had some players. He isn't surprised that they kept the game close between y'all and him. Now, this is a true story. He said he wouldn't be surprised if Bethune-Cookman lost like 30-50 or something like that. He like the Bethune-Cookman had some plays.
Miami fans can go to hell, man.
But he was so drunk he didn't know about it. The score already 49-0.
Yeah, but he don't know anything. Miami fans don't know anything. Period, man. Well, I say you guys put 77 on Savannah and they scored. We beat the shit out of Savannah State. We scored 80 points, man. Get out of here, man. You guys still the second best of us, man.
And how they scored was, guys just basically took a little boy sweep and went 70 yards. Like, I was at the game from beginning to end. And I'm going to tell you what pissed me off about the Miami fans.
Yeah.
Before I say that, I want to salute Al Golden because they literally, from like maybe 10 minutes left in the third quarter on, they literally tried not to score. So everything was either a fullback give or a lead up the middle of the quarterback sweep. So I can't say he called off the dogs. Now, if they scored, they just scored because of Miami State sucks. But in the start of the fourth quarter, they announced that they shortened the game from 15 minutes to 12 minutes. And the fans were booing. And the score was 77-7 at that point in time.
Savannah State has taken a beating in the first three games of the season. They made number three. The first two games before that, they took a beating. So Georgia Southern scored 70 on. Come on, man. Troy scored 60 on.
It's like their rump is open for everybody.
I mean, Buddy is killing his team, man.
Yeah, like, but I just was very disappointed in the U fans from that standpoint. The Canes are supposed to have a trip, even though they have a lot of fair weather fans. Like they should have just made that their homecoming game. But even then, even the fans are telling me they very rarely sell out unless it's y'all or Notre Dame or something.
Yeah, they sold out for Savannah State.
Hell no. Probably 5,000 people in the stands for the game. But those 5,000 were kicking it like they just won the national championship. Like I said, the dude next to me told me, Bethune might upset y'all or they won't give y'all a game.
What the hell is Buddy name?
David, I forgot it. The guy who I was talking to, name David, the dude was his buddy. I forgot David, his name.
Whoever the hell
is
drunk.
David, he an art professor in Miami. Whatever your buddy name is with the bald head, I forgot his name. That's who said all this stuff.
But he must have been on some damn burritos or something, man. tacos and beer or something, man. He says bullshit like that.
But he said they're going to come up. That's the one who told me they're going to come up there and take over Tallahassee. He said they always do.
Now, the past 3 years, they haven't. So, hey, we'll be waiting on you, man. All
right. I'm going to get his name. I'm going to find out his name and let you know. So, when he go to y'all, be real hospitable to him.
Yeah.
All right, so that concludes our college football podcast. Lennis, thank you again for coming on.
Hey, buddy, appreciate you, man. It's always a pleasure, man.
And to the fans, we promise we're going to make this a regular. This is going to be a weekly thing. We're going to find a way to make it happen for y'all.
And I feel like I should be up right now, you understand, man. You know what I mean? So,
hey, you want to be winning, you should pick Georgia Bulldogs.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Like I say, I took North Texas over Georgia. So, hey, you would have won that one. I'm taking LSU. I'm taking Tennessee.
So you're going to go against Georgia every week?
In every game they got.
Even against Appalachian State?
I'm taking Appalachian State. All
right. And when I be out there pissing on your Florida State deer jersey, then what you go for?
Some kind of way Georgia is going to make me happy by losing a game very soon. So
call out a game that they not supposed to lose that you think they're going to lose then.
Maybe Tennessee or Vanderbilt.
Okay. So they're one of the two games that you think they may lose.
Yeah.
Let's go to your schedule. I'll call out a game to Florida State to probably lose. That they shouldn't lose. NC State again. Nah, I'm going to say Maryland. Maryland going to beat y'all.
Maryland. In Tallahassee.
In Tallahassee?
I don't see it.
You heard it here first, fellas.
Not so fast,
my friend. Like Corso say, not so fast, my friend. The Sunshine School. I forgot all of them people go to Florida State. Maybe I can bring Matt Brown in back as a consultant.
We don't need him. We don't need him. You working on Bobby.
How is Bobby doing?
Man, I mean, I think he'll be back for that NC State game.
Oh, he's supposed to make an appearance?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, they going to salute him or something? Like, is he getting inducted to a ring of honor or something?
Yeah, they bring him on that.
He deserves it. He's probably the best thing y'all ever had.
He is. Man, you know, 30-plus years of winning. Man, he's done a lot that a lot of coaches haven't done.
Yeah. Maybe y'all can bring Mark Richt down.
We need him. We need Mark Richt. We need Mark Richt back as a coach, period.
Was the office coordinator again?
Hey, we'll take him. Because you guys don't respect him at UGA.
Nah, we love him. I love him. I told you he's the best thing that happened to UGA since Herschel Walker.
Let him lose this week. He'll be off with his head.
Alright, thank y'all again for listening. Again, we're going to have some more stuff coming up real soon. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yup, yup.